Recording the Taiwan special, episode one of the week. Today should be Christmas Day. I'm recording this in advance, as I often do. I don't know. That's controversial. Should I be putting this? It's a podcast. So whatever. We'll be regular. You know, the thing is, a number of people that listen to this might not be in the United States. They might be overseas, and they don't always celebrate Christmas quite the same way. So I'm just going to keep my routine going. I'm fine as long as I've got time. So this week, I'm going to talk in the Taiwan special about immigration in Taiwan. I'm also going to talk about Trump in Syria. And I think I'm going to talk about Huawei. What's going on with this Huawei executive? excuse me. We'll see. So immigration. So today, today, I applied for permanent residency. I'm not going to give all the details because, you know, mainly I don't want copycats. I don't want people to take the good, real, natural, unusual thing that I did and try to mimic it in a way that's fake. I mean, what is it? Bad artists copy, good artists steal. The idea of stealing is that you build on it. You steal someone else's art and build on it. But the bad artist will just do a copycat. They'll do an imitation of the same thing. Ultimately, if you put an apple on a desk and try to paint it, you're stealing the apple. If you try to draw a painting of the apple, now you're copying. So, you know, there's a difference. So, but I don't want copycats. We'll just say, a while back, there were some interesting things going on in the government, and I said no. I said this is misinformation these people have. They just don't know. They're getting their news from all the normal propaganda sources. And they haven't really talked to the people that they're talking about. So I called a couple friends on the phone and I said, this is the truth and this is what I know. And this is most likely. You're probably okay. Go ahead and be friends. And so rather than worrying about the other guy, the government actually ended up befriending the other guy. And it was a 180 degree turnaround from how things were to where they were going. So anyhow, I'll leave it at that. I suppose if it gets approved, I'll tell you more. But I wrote the government a while ago. I said, I was looking at laws. Some people told me, said, Jesse, there are a number of laws that allow you to get permanent residence. You might be able to apply for permanent residence over there. I mean, I like being over here. If you can have permanent residence in a country, then it makes it, easy to, exist. You can do stuff. Permanent residency is not a bad thing. And people, why would you want permanent residency? I'm like, isn't it nice to be able to exist places? That doesn't hurt. Why not? The reason when I was going up, when I was climbing Mount Jade with friends and their boys a few weeks ago, I asked one of the kids, I said, you know what the reason is for climbing a mountain, don't you? And he goes, to achieve something? I said, no. The reason for climbing a mountain is because it's there. You need a reason. You don't need a reason to climb a mountain. You need a reason not to. So I emailed the government. I said, I think I've met your requirement that, if you help the government, it says if you help the government, then you get residency. All right. Okay. Whatever. So I wrote a letter. I said, I think I helped the government. So I think I should get residency. And I said, what do I do? They told me what to do. And so I went and did it. So I walked into the office today with my papers, and it was funny because I got there and I ended up waiting some like an hour. I mean, we're talking, I think it could have been 70 minutes that I ended up waiting. I suppose 60, but I mean, like, it was between, like, I don't mean an hour, like 45 minutes, 50. I mean, not 61, but like, I think it was 70 minutes that I waited because I was counting. And there were only like three people in front of me for 30 minutes. And I stood there on my feet, I've had all my paperwork filled out. Three people, 30 minutes. And you get these bosses coming in with immigrants. And I'm thinking about getting angry because it's like, this is where like the DMV's offices were in America 20 years ago. They used to, like, you know, your driver's license picture was always horrible because by the time you got up there to get your picture taken, you were so angry from waiting for the bureaucracy. Everybody hated their birthdays because you had to go to the Secretary of State's office, or in Michigan, Secretary of State's office. In a lot of states, it's the DMV's office. But you go in there in the office and you're sitting there, you know, for an hour or two. And people are just, you know, the clerks are just taking their time. So you finally get to take a picture time. It's like my dad's driver's license picture was always him really angry. You know, you're not allowed to smile. It is no problem. You know, and, you know, am I allowed to frown? You know, and so I thought about getting angry, but I decided not to. See, I'm sitting there and I'm going, there's a lot of stupid here. One, there aren't enough employees for how many people are here. Two, the people coming in don't have their stuff together. A lot of them are coming in applying for things that relate to employees that they told not to come to the office. You know, you got to have power of attorney. So someone needs to be able to do that for you. Maybe. I mean, if you require that people to go into the office for everything, that becomes inconvenient. So, okay, no, you have to make an appearance yourself. Okay, but how often you do that? Well, those laws haven't been written yet. I mean, Taiwan's been governed by this. Essentially, the best way I can describe it is a political party that functions like a mafia political machine. I'm not saying that that's what it is, although there's a lot of people in Taiwan that say, "Oh yes, of course it is. Everybody knows that." You know, it's always like trying to say that there isn't a political machine in Chicago. It's like the correct response is Mayor Richard J. Daley. You have all these allegations, but where are the alligators? So that's the tongue-in-cheek response to what I'm saying. Yes, I have all these allegations, but I don't have any alligators. So it is, that's what Taiwan's government's been. So getting laws straightened out that make sense, well, that's a problem. You know what? If any government anywhere allows me to be there, and they welcome me working quietly behind the scenes just to keep stuff stable, I'd be glad to help them work stuff out, but they've got to want to listen. They've got to want to listen. Now, so I was there about an hour, maybe 70 minutes. And 30 minutes, I'm waiting for three people who don't have their stuff together. They got like two officers helping one person. Papers are all over the place. People are running back and forth because they didn't get their paperwork done in advance. Finally, this new guy gets to work and sits down at his desk, and I'm the first person of the day. I walk up, hand him my short little stack of papers, all ready to go. I have anything to write in. Everything was already signed and dotted. I had all my stuff together. My picture was already glued to the paper. They love glue. Oh my goodness. If you get over to Asia, they love glue. The glue sticks are standard. They have glue brushes. It's like a paintbrush, but it's a glue brush. At the post office. It's the land of plastic wrapping and glue and rubber bands. And don't they love Scotch tape, because that's the plastic and the glue in one. They tape freaking everything. They tape your coffee cup lid to your paper coffee cup. They tape everything. I think they even put tape on the I think use two big pieces of Scotch tape. The 7-Eleven Scotch tape has 7-Eleven printed on the Scotch tape, and they use two big, fat, enormous pieces to tape down your plastic lid onto your coffee cup. It's a There's so many plastic bags in Taiwan. I'm going to say they require, it's this law that the stores have to charge a Taiwan dollar worth 3 cents U.S. Just to get your bag, because there were too many of them and nobody cared. People started recycling their bags and nobody really complained. It was annoying because the garbage truck comes. It sounds like the ice cream truck. Like, seriously, this is a thing in Taiwan. This is hilarious. It sounds like the ice cream truck's here. That's a garbage truck. Everybody's scrambling for their garbage because they don't want to keep it another day. And having all those plastic bags to go throwaway is darn outright annoying. Okay, so you're supposed to glue your... You don't just paper clip it. You don't staple it. You have to glue it. See? Yeah. So you're supposed to glue your picture to the application form. So I had everything all done, set up there, and I said, I want a permanent residence. And the officer looked at me wait a minute, are you real? Like, he looked at me and he said, do you qualify? And I said, well, I think I do. And his eyes got kind of wide and he kind of smirked a little bit. All right. And he looked at the papers. I said, right here, I pointed my documents, my letter and my referral and stuff. And I said, right there. I said, I emailed the government and they said that I'm supposed to bring these papers to you, including this. There it is. And I think they're supposed to decide. And he smiled. And okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So he walked into the back office, confirmed stuff with the boss, because it's a little bit unusual. That someone might qualify, as I would. And he came back and he said, okay. He said, we're done. Okay. I got your papers. He verified some information, my doc. He looked at my passport and verified the numbers and everything. And he said, okay. Application accepted. He gave me a receipt. He said, I'll send it to our office. Okay. And I was done in 4 minutes. All right. That way, you know, I kind of feel like I should add this before I close to talk about immigration. America is and always will be and has always been my first citizenship. Always. I'm a natural born citizen in a country of immigrants. But it wasn't until I came over to Asia, to Taiwan, where I learned what it actually means to be an immigrant. And so, having been in Asia for a decade, I feel now that I'm not less American and more something else. I feel now that I'm more American than I ever have been, and I only love America more. Because I know what it actually means to be one of the people who went somewhere trying to do something good and make the world a better place. And when I'm finished with my regular routine over here in Asia, whenever that comes and my life routine puts me back in America, the universe cycles me back over there. I think I will identify with the people that started the country. See you tomorrow.